Branding in a Complex Marketplace. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. In today's multicultural marketplace, brands are using a much different approach with marketing appeals. Subtle cues and visual diversity facilitate messaging where groups aren't well-defined.
What we see happening today is brands are using what has been referred to as multiple branding narratives. The messaging is generally fairly consistent, but what you'll find is the narrative is told maybe by a slightly different group of characters. There'll be mixed race couples, couples where it's very male dominated, so the guy's giving the car to the wife, and then you'll also find where the couple is less male dominated, where the female's more dominant, and she's giving the car to the guy.
Marketing professor Chris Pullig says brand appeals that are very culturally based run the risk of alienating consumers and may very well cause them to disengage from the brand. With the advent of social media, open forums like Facebook allow consumers to lambast companies when they feel wronged. Brands are exposed in the global marketplace and no longer have anywhere to hide. Other end users worldwide see everything, including how a brand responds to offended consumers.
The ability for consumers to share that information with each other has basically made the brands much more vulnerable. It's basically a forced transparency. Brands basically have to be genuine and true and speak with a true voice. You know, really, who are you and, you know, what do you stand for? And if they do not, they really risk not being successful.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University. You can access this segment at baylor.edu/business.